Chapter 2. Monday, the 16th of April, 1973. In the office dining room of Greyfriars House, Frank Diamond, one of the senior partners of the Anglian Detective Agency, frowned and looked at his watch. Where was Laurel? She'd said she'd be at the 8:30 meeting, even though she was officially on holiday. They'd recently decided, as the agency was doing well, they could afford, in rotation, to take some leave. She'd been with her parents for a few days, and now spent most of her time at the country club in Thorpe Ness, having tennis coaching from a young man she described as dishy. "Any idea where Laurel is?" he asked Dorothy. Dorothy Piff, the agency's administrator, former school secretary and owner of the Tudor house, paused as she placed blotting paper and pencils at five settings on the table. "She was up early, had her breakfast, and took Bumper out for a walk." Bumper was Laurel's black Labrador. "It isn't 8:30 yet, Frank. You sound tetchy. Couldn't sleep last night?" Dorothy asked. Frank shrugged. "I always sleep well." He'd missed Laurel last week and wished she was coming with him this morning on a preliminary visit to a possible client. Instead, Stuart was lined up for that job. Stuart Eldekin, once detective sergeant to Frank's detective inspector, eased his considerable bulk into a chair, looking relaxed, pipe in hand, the top of the bowl glowing red. He raised it to his lips and inhaled deeply, then puffed blue smoke to the ceiling. "I've missed Laurel." He eyed Frank and raised his eyebrows, as though inviting a comment. A door opened, a click and the sound of the kitchen radio died. Mabel Eldekin, Stuart's wife, one-time Mabel Grill, school cook and former owner of the famous Aldborough Fish and Chip Shop, bustled in, untying her apron and settling in a chair next to Stuart. "I do like that new DJ on Breakfast, Terry Wogan. He's got a lovely voice. But I wish he'd stop playing Cliff Richard. I can't stand him." She took a deep breath. "Well, that's lunch prepared. You'll be back for it, won't you?" She directed the question to both Frank and Stuart. "I'm sure we will, love," Stuart replied. "This is a different kind of case. We've not dealt with one like it before, have we, Frank?" "I'm looking forward to it. I've heard the gardens are beautiful. And Pamela Gage sounded an intelligent and pleasant woman when I spoke to her on the telephone. I can't see any reason why we can't help her. But we need to find out what she wants, bring the facts back. Then we can all make a decision." The outside kitchen door opened, sounds of claws skittering on the stone floor. "I've just mopped it down," muttered Mabel, hearty lapping and splashing of water. Stuart laughed. "There's Bumper, cleaning up after himself." Mabel smiled and dug him in the ribs. Laurel Bowman, all 5'11 of her, burst into the room, bringing with her smells of the seashore. "Whew! Didn't think I'd make it. Bumper was acting up today, chasing seaweed in the waves." She looked the epitome of health and happiness, face glowing, blonde hair shining. Was she just happy to be alive? Or was there some other factor, such as an attractive tennis coach? He was too young for her, must be 10 years her junior. He tapped his watch. "Shall we start?" Laurel sat in the seat next to him. "Did you have a good weekend? How's the love life going? Getting serious?" He glared at her, then turned to Dorothy. "Have you the agenda?" She gave him a quizzical look over her blue spectacles. "Have I failed you yet?" She passed a sheet of A4 paper to each of them. He didn't reply, although he knew he should apologise for his brusque manner. He'd started dating a woman in Aldborough 2 months ago. Emma worked in the cinema's office, arranging the films and the other events the cinema hosted. He'd met her at an exhibition of a local artist's work. She was small, slight, with brown eyes, a pixie haircut, and a nice sense of humour. He liked her, but she wasn't Laurel. He'd decided it was useless hoping Laurel would change her mind. He'd accepted she didn't fancy him. They were good friends, and that would have to do. But when he'd seen her with Carl...